Hello.
Hey, Johnny, like disconnected on me there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. It could be because I'm on my cell phone and did the calls and merged them. So I apologize for that. Let me just try to reconnect
Sure.
again here. Hopefully this won't happen again. Hang on one
No
second.
worries, no worries. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I think we're all back now.
Okay, so what was the last thing you guys heard?
I heard that you had two payments left and the interest was forgiven. What would be the pay, what would be the remainder of, on that those last two payments?
So the remainder is a 22,000 balance. I don't know off the top of my head what the interest is on that, but whatever it is, it would be factored. We would take it out, and of course, I'd give you specifics and numbers. I just right now I don't have it on the top of my head, but we would
Okay.
take that. But that it's really going to be practically nothing. I mean, you're down to two payments, but the benefit of renewing, let's say you're halfway in the loan, right? And you need to take out more money because you got another project. Whatever interest you owe after halfway during the loan, we will forgive it and then factor the principal into the new amount of loan and then just charge you off of that. So you don't have to, for most companies with other loans you take out, you have to pay them for whatever you borrowed with the full payback, which you're paying double interest. On the program that you're on, you don't have to do that. And not everybody qualifies for that. It's like the top 5% that get this program. So it's a really, really good program. It's the best one out there. We have customers that ask for this program all the time. We just can't offer it. With you guys and your good standing of your payments and your bank accounts, we're able to offer that to you. So,
Now,
unfortunately,
I thought you were going to say
well,
something else.
you're not answering the initial question. If
Okay.
we wanted to pay it off, forget if we wanted to borrow more.
Okay, so
If
yes, I.
for example,
No,
for
I understand.
example, if we're halfway through the loan on the 18-month or the 12-month, what would be the savings that would be? Well, what would be the prepayment penalty or savings, whichever way you want to term it?
Sure. Yeah. So what I was explaining to you first was just the program that you're on, one of the benefits. Okay. I did find out that if you do want to do pay it off early, whatever the remaining interest is that you owe on the balance, you get a 25% discount on the remaining interest of whenever you're ready to pay it off early. And that's only for this
So in
program.
other words, out of the 150, if you owed 75,000 on the
Correct.
principal,
Correct.
they'd have to tell you what the interest is, and you get a 25% discount on the interest.
Correct. That is correct.
I'm very surprised that they're not interested in doing some better terms on this standpoint.
I mean,
Very, very shocked.
I've been in the business for a few years. This is one of the best programs that I've ever seen. And with unsecured loans, all the lenders out there, no one's going to offer you this. With the amount of money, the terms, with weekly payments, most other lenders are going to make you do daily payments. And with this, is the weekly was the best option right now to get for you guys. And then
So
with that,
you couldn't even get the monthly payment.
I couldn't even get monthly. It wasn't possible. The reason why is that the amount being borrowed is significant, and they feel more comfortable. Well, most
Well,
companies
it's
do
like
with
60% less. It's like 40% less than what the hell we bought initially.
40% less. What do you mean?
Meaning the
Borrowed
fact that we
250.
borrowed 250, now we're 150, so we're $100,000 less than what we
Oh,
borrowed
right.
initially.
Okay.
So we're 40% lower
Less
in the
than
amount
what you
that we
initially
borrowed.
borrowed.
I wouldn't consider
Sure.
that significant. It's a significant drop,
Yeah.
not a significant increase.
And I understand. I do understand where you come from. That makes sense, what you're saying. It's just with this program, I wasn't able to get monthly. I tried. I, you know, obviously stated the case and said
there
that we
no other sources you have out there like that.
No other sources. No, I mean, there's other programs. I do have another program that I could try to get you in, but the max on that is 150, and then it comes down to a daily payment.
That's all we want is 150.
Right, right. But it has the term on that is a daily payment, right? So, so and I can get you one. If you borrow 150, the payback would be daily, and you probably pay back anywhere between 180 to 187 for 12 to 15 months. But there's no interest forgiveness.
We can't do daily. We don't have a daily business.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's just this program, I know it's, you know, not exactly what you guys are looking for, but I'm telling you it's like the best out there. I'm not trying to, you know, sell you on it. I'm just letting you know what I've seen from other people, other businesses getting these unsecured loans. It's one of the best ones out there. The fact that you can get interest forgiveness on your current loan, if you have to renew, it's there, right? If you're able to pay it off, you're able to get 25% on the remaining interest. There's so many programs that do not offer that. A lot of
business. Give you a schedule to show you as to, let's say you had an 18-month amortization. Do they give you a schedule as to what amount of the $11,333 is applied on each payment towards principal and towards interest?
It's a good question. I mean, I can get that figured out. I don't think they give it to you, but we can. I can definitely get that figured out for you.
Yeah, because who wants to be a pain in the ass and say, like, in 6 months we want to pay off the loan and or whatever it is, and keep calling up to find out what the interest and the principal is, as opposed to having someone give you a schedule which outlines the principal and interest that's being applied on each loan, on each month, on each payment during the course of the loan.
Right. Right. Yeah, I can. I understand what you're saying. I can definitely see what I can do to get that information to you, because I don't know who would figure that out, but I can get it figured out for you. To find out, you know, what you're paying, what the principal is. But I'm almost positive they don't send you something letting you know the interest left. Because
they haven't in the past. But
yeah, it's one set payback.
They haven't in the past. What would be the weekly payment on this?
On which one?
If this were 150, I think we figured 150. Because, you know, tomorrow that payment's going to be made. So that there's only one left.
Right, and keep in mind, too, there's no interest, right? So we're going to forgive the interest of whatever's owed on that that existing loan.
Yeah,
that you
somebody would
have
to figure out, like you said, it's probably not going to be very much with one payment left. I mean, mm-hmm. The interest is going to be minute.
With two payments left, if you're going to agree to it today, wouldn't they disallow the other two payments?
Well, I hope so. I would assume so that they would. I mean, we'd have to act pretty fast to, you know, and just let them know,
lock
like, hey,
it in.
Yeah, you know, like they're agreeing today. We want to make sure we get this locked in before you take out that next payment. What do we got to do to figure this out? Can we, you know, we got to make this happen.
Before, when we had this initial conversation, you mm-hmm. said you had, we take 150, mm-hmm. and then we have 172. The point is, wouldn't be 172? It would be less if the interest was
yeah.
given.
Yeah, of course, exactly. But I was just going off today's numbers. I didn't factor in.
And I'm going off today's numbers as well. I'm okay. using your example in what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to get the breakdown of the 22. What percent of that 22 is interest, and what is it principals? I don't know that.
Yeah, because in actuality, it would be less. I understand what he's saying is the fact that, you know,
what's
part of that would be less than 172 if, in
exactly.
fact, what you're saying is the yes. case where there's a portion of it that the interest would come off, and then it would be, you know, less than that figure.
Correct. You're absolutely right. I understand what you're saying. So,
all right.
I can figure that.
At this particular point, that you had said if we only had taken the 150, it would be $11,333 per month. Or how much is it weekly? 26. What? What is the payment weekly?
Let's see. I'm just throwing a number out there. I just took 11, divided it by 4. I came up to $28.33. weekly.
Well, it can't be four because usually they go on 4.333. That's usually the formalization that they use, but I don't know what
Yeah, I don't know the formula either. I'll find out the weekly amount for you, to be exact.
Right, John, I guess we have to decide on what here's the questions. Number one, what is the amount of saving it would be if we decided to go through with this 150 plus the remaining two payments, what would be forgiven, and what would be the payment monthly, and then of course weekly.
Okay, be forgiven.
Is that fairly clear what I just stated?
Absolutely. So you want to know what would be forgiving on the remaining balance of the 22,
right?
And then
they would add that to what we're doing here. What would be the new payment?
Exactly, the weekly, new payment.
Weekly, yes.
New weekly payment. Okay, I can get that information.
And then you've got to make sure that you're able to supply a schedule that would show how is it applied toward the principal and what is applied toward the interest.
It'll just make it easier for us, like you said, you know, the fact that, you know, at a given point in time that, you know, we think that, you know, we may want to, you know, pay this off. I don't have to keep calling whoever and keep asking every single week, you know, okay, well, what is it now? What is it now? What is it now? You know, at least there's some kind of schedule with a regular bank loan. I mean, I know it's based on a monthly payment, but it's the idea, the principle behind it should still be the same, where you can see the schedule between the breakdown of the principal and interest, you know, at any given moment.
Absolutely. No, I understand. I totally get where you're coming from, and if I was in your shoes, I would want the same thing. It would be nice to know.
Can you get
back
to John with that information now?
Absolutely. So let me just recap. You guys want me to find out what would be forgiven of the remaining balance. You want to know what the new payment would be with the 150 plus the balance as a weekly payment, and then what we can do about it, getting you a scheduled payment that shows the breakdown of the principal and interest.
That is correct. The one thing I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, because in my mind, I know we've been flip-flopping back and forth here between 12 and 18 months. What is this going to be based off of? Like, what time frame?
I'm using 18 months. Are we on the same page on that? Are we agreeing to 18 months?
Is that what you want?
Yeah, because it seems like I'm using the 150 now. It seems like there would be about $1,000 a week, roughly, or $1,100 a week difference if we went with the 12-month.
Yeah.
John?
Okay.
So you want to stick with the 18?
I think that would be sufficient.
It is. It's about a difference of 12,000 in interest. Just to give you guys an overview.
The overall, but I'm just talking about the monthly, the weekly payment.
The payback.
Weekly payment is a little over $1,000, close to $1,100 a week.
Correct.
Difference. One would be like around 36 and change. The other one would be around 26, heavy and change. Roughly. All right. Well, in any event, base it on the 18 at this point.
Okay. Let me get the answers for these questions, and I'll give John a call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeremiah.
You're very welcome. We'll be in touch
soon.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.